Bonjour. Good morning, everybody. Topic of this morning will be how to optimize ISOMRIT 715-5 nanolight laser. So, it works. So, just a few minutes, come back to the basic science to understand the demonstration. According to the concept of selective photothermolysis, the characteristic of the 755 nanometer ISOMRIT laser are particular with high absorption coefficient or AC for melanin, less AC for oxyhemoglobin and desoxyhemoglobin, and very poor AC for water. The second characteristic is an excellent depth of penetration over 3 millimeters, that is to say, deep dermis. And for on the market, there are several devices with high fluences available, large spots, 5 to 24 millimeters, various pulse width and repetition rates, 1.5 to 5. Of course, everybody knows this device because the ISOMRIT laser is food and drug administration approved for permanent hair removal. The target in this case is the melanin of the hair follicle, and they effectively achieve long-term hair removal in patients with skin types 1 to 5. So, if I say ISOMRIT laser is a pigmentary laser, in fact, it's quite not a surprise because we have seen that the target is a melanin. And just to remember that selective destruction of pigmented lesion with laser is widely used today, and standard treatment are Q-switch laser, and the pulse duration is nanosecond and recently picosecond, and there are excellent treatment modality for superficial and some dermal pigmented lesion. And what about the ISOMRIT laser? Just focus on this study by Traffen, and they study by 18 patients with solar lentigines in a single treatment with ISOMRIT laser, 10 millimeter spot, pulse width 3 to 60 milliseconds, with or without epidermal cooling, and the frequency was variable. With cooling, it was 20 to 60 millijoules per centimeter square, and 10 to 35 without cooling. The results are very interesting. Patients with darker lentigines had greater clearance than those with lighter color lesion, and shorter pulses without cryogen lowered the film's threshold for clearance. So you can see some pictures with on your top left the before treatment, on the top right just after the test, and down the results after the treatment. So if there is any take-home message, ISOMRIT laser is efficient only for superficial epidermis pigmented lesion. Make a test, 10 minutes wait, select the optimal frequencies, endpoint will be erythema, melanoma, and begin the treatment with darker lesions and match with neighboring lighter lesions after. But take care, it's not a treatment for tattoo removal, it's not a treatment for dermal pigment. If I say ISOMRIT laser is a vascular laser, that's much more surprising. And the example would be the treatment of Portvoise stain. As you remember, Portvoise stain had a primary venous malformation of the skin that occurred in about 1.5% of newborns, and this Portvoise stain progressively darkened with the age and getting thicker with range from 1 to 5 millimeters, and just appreciate the picture of this evolution of one Portvoise stain with courtesy of Kira Minkis. So, of course, everybody knows that standard treatment is PDL laser, but due to heterogeneity of the lesion, and in particular the variability of vessels diameters, the thickness with deep vessel much over 2 millimeters, and 2 millimeters is the maximum of penetration of PDL. For all these cases, the perfect clearance of Portvoise stain are rarely more than 30%. So some authors try to use the ISOMRIT laser And they try with patients with port wine staining refractory PDL treatment with more than 20 sessions. And they try with alexandrite laser, 2 or 3 sessions, using spot 8 millimeters, 3 milliseconds pulse duration, and the frequency 40 to 60 millijoule per square meters, and DCD 60-40. The endpoint is transient gray color followed by a very deep purpura, but the results are very impressive, with more than 50% improvement in color and texture. And there is also a second study by the team of Rax Anderson in Boston Wellman Institute that conclude the same efficacy. So, if there is a take-home message for this vascular option with alexandrite laser, that just remember there is less absorption coefficient for compared to PDL, but the of course AC is better for delta C hemoglobin than RC hemoglobin with alexandrite laser, so there are more efficacy on venous lesion. And also, this alexandrite laser is 75% more deeper than PDL laser. And of course, you need high frequencies with a big risk of scarring. So our advice is just to use this when you're expert hands. And just remember, this laser, the use of alexandrite laser is not a treatment for rosacea and neither for leg veins. Last tip for you will be if alexandrite laser is an ablative laser. Why not? Just Merabi tried to use the alexandrite laser for treating seborrheic keratosis, which are benign lesions, and they report a case of efficiency of the alexandrite 755 nanometers laser with a spot of 8 millimeters and 100 joule per square meters. And with these parameters, the keratosis seborrheic turns black, become brittle, and detaching within 2 weeks. The result is, of course, also the patient assessment, benefits of time savings for the physicians because of the large spot, and minimal pain for the patient compared to the commonly other used modalities like cryotherapy, surgical shaving, or CO2 laser, for instance. Another example will be by one of my friends in France, Michael Nauri, and his study was about acrocordon, which is also called the skin tags, and he used the alexandrite laser in this indication with spot 2.5 to 5 millimeter pulse duration variable to 3 milliseconds to 15, but also with a high frequency 100 millijoule per square meters. And he used also stacking with a maximum of 4, and he waited for an endpoint that he called the popcorn call, the endpoint, because you just hear pop and it's finished. So this treatment was considered more comfortable and effective in comparison with alternative treatment, and there is no side effects. So, alexandrite laser could be also an ablative laser. The target in this case are the melanin-containing tumor lesion and also water. Excellent, the laser has an excellent deep penetration, high frequencies are available, and perhaps tomorrow, in the future, we will just have more indication, perhaps warts, for instance. So in conclusion, it's very possible to optimize an alexandrite 755 millimeters laser, such many other devices. Come back to the basic science, share your own experience with bibliography and others, like today during this meeting, and what is most important for me, enjoy your practice, because I was an optimistic guy. Thank you for your attention.